Indonesian authorities are on alert for possible revenge attacks in the wake of ISIS leader Abu Bakar al-Baghdadi's death in Syria. Counter-terror police say they're keeping watch on the Islamic State group's sympathisers in Indonesia, though one former jihadist who now collaborates with police predicts the terrorist's death will be a huge blow to the morale of ISIS followers in Indonesia and globally. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker has this report.
Sofyan Soori spent years in jail for his role running training camps in Aceh for terror recruits. The former policeman became radicalised and joined Jamaah and Syarud Daulah, Indonesia's most extremist group, which is affiliated with ISIS. He's since gone through a de-radicalisation program and now works with authorities, including Indonesia's anti-terror agency, Densus 88, to stop others like him becoming militant. He predicts al-Baghdadi's death will serve a major blow to ISIS followers in Indonesia and the region and may even reduce the terror threat worldwide. They'll be falling apart, he says, losing momentum. Their morale will be broken. But at the same time, this could serve to create desperation for cruel retaliation towards the US and its allies. Sofyan Soori says without doubt ISIS will recruit a new leader, but that al-Baghdadi portrayed himself as a revelation of the Prophet and as such served as a magnet for jihadists around the world. Without him, he predicts IS affiliates in Indonesia and Southeast Asia could fragment into small clandestine cells, or lone wolves as they're known, who still pose a serious terror threat. Recruitment regeneration will continue but slow down, he says. Since the early 2000s, the number of terrorist arrests has shown an increasing trend. Densus 88 says it's on alert for retaliatory attacks in the wake of al-Baghdadi's death. Greg Feely, professor of Indonesian politics at the ANU, says such attacks are a possibility, but he challenges the view that al-Baghdadi's death will have any major impact.
There hasn't really been a cult personality built up around al-Baghdadi like there was around Osama bin Laden. You know, Osama bin Laden was a champion figure in many hardline circles, and although Baghdadi was an important figure for those pro-Islamic State people in Southeast Asia, there are a great many jihadists in the region who also felt that he was a person who should not have been the caliph, should not have claimed to have founded an Islamic State.
A far bigger factor, Professor Feely says, is the recent escape of hundreds of ISIS militants from camps and jails in northern Syria. And Sofyan Soori says ISIS will remain popular with Indonesians who suffer economic hardship or discrimination. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta for The World Today.